Hello, I'm Janie Gould. Alice Walters Wallace was an early aviator in South Florida. Her cousin and namesake, Alice Luckhart of Stewart, wrote a biography of her called The Invincible Alice. Luckhart reported that Alice Wallace died last week at the age of 90. Several years ago, Alice Wallace talked with me about her life. In the 1920s, her father refurbished his sailing ship that had been damaged in a hurricane. He turned it into a tourist attraction, the Miami Aquarium. Alice used to swim in the tanks.
Our favorite one is where the manatees swam. There was one mother manatee that was very, very sweet. She had a baby named Snooty. My sister and I would swim in the tank with the manatees. They were very loving and put up with us.
Did you do that as performances for the crowd?
At times we did, and got some change for it, which my dad insisted we give to charity because we were doing it for fun.
Were you doing tricks with the manatees?
Yeah, we'd hold up the fish and then throw it to them. Snooty being the baby, we couldn't sit on his back for a year, but we would sit on the mama's back.
But Alice was more interested in flying. Her father was an accomplished pilot and balloonist who knew the famed aviator Amelia Earhart. Alice started flying when she was 14 and got her own plane, an open cockpit biplane, a couple of years later. Her father gave instructions from the co-pilot seat.
But he wouldn't let me do any stunts. Several of his pilots would teach me all these acrobatic portions of the flying, which I liked very much. But not so much the one where we were standing on our heads, like with the plane upside down.
In an open cockpit?
Open cockpit.
And you did that?
Mm-hmm.
That was what, a full spin?
Yes. Sometimes you'd fly for 10 miles upside down.
Before she got her license, she had to show she could pack a parachute.
It was difficult to get all those lines in the right position and all.
Did you have to bail out?
Yes. I bailed out 5 times. The first time was over the bay, and the boat was down there waiting for me.
I hope you landed really close to it.
I was amazed, but I did. We had to be our own mechanics also.
Really? You had to do your repairs on your planes?
Uh-huh. That was the hardest part of flying.
How did Amelia Earhart help you?
I think she did show me how to dipstick to make sure that my fuel was there, and then how to figure out. Math was my poorest subject. How much gas I was going to need for the number of miles that I would be flying there and to get back.
Earhart also gave her some pointers in the air.
She instructed me on, well, now if you want to make different acrobatic movement, which levels you would use. That was when I learned about pressure on the foot pedals. That was back in the 30s, so they hadn't gotten all these electrical ones.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yes.
Soon after that lesson, Amelia Earhart left Miami on her last flight. It was supposed to be an around-the-world trip, but her plane was lost in the Pacific and never found.
And I know I cried for months afterwards. We all prayed that somehow she would be found.
Alice Wallace later became a nurse, and during World War II served as a volunteer pilot for the government's Emergency Ambulance Corps. In the 1970s, she promoted what was then a revolutionary idea of better access for the disabled. Her late husband had been confined to a wheelchair since his B-25 crashed into the Himalayas during World War II. Alice Walters Wallace died January 13th at the age of 90. Our condolences go out to her family. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.